Good afternoon. Clouds are hanging tough across parts of interior New York and New England, and we're still seeing a few flurries and snow showers drifting through from time to time. Still, other locations are seeing some breaks in the cloud cover, revealing a little bit of sunshine, which will help temperatures climb through the 20s and up toward the 30-degree mark by the middle of the afternoon. Clouds will hang on tough overnight tonight, as a result, not nearly as cold, but still seasonably so, with readings back into the teens. High pressure building in tomorrow will allow some more of the clouds to break up, so we'll call for partly to mostly cloudy skies, a bit of a breeze, but mild temperatures as highs reach into the middle 30s. At this point, we'll track a cold front through the Great Lakes and toward us from the west. Skies will cloud over once again, and there is the chance that a few light rain showers during the course of the day as temperatures continue to climb out ahead of the front and into the lower 40s. Still, out ahead of the front on Saturday, we'll have cloudy skies. The proximity of the front will be close enough to generate a few rain showers as temperatures reach the lower 40s once again. A deeper low-pressure wave on the tail end of the front in the southern plains will ride up and along the front during the day on Sunday, producing a general rainfall across the region. With the storm heading to our north and west, even milder air will be funneled into the region as temperatures soar into the lower 50s. The rain could even be heavy at times, depending on the strength and proximity of the low-pressure wave. Behind this system, it'll be windy and turning colder on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds back to around 40 for highs and even in the lower 30s as sunshine will give way to clouds on Tuesday for Christmas Eve. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for down east Maine as the storm that brought us snow yesterday is intensifying northeast of Cape Cod. It'll snow heavily for extreme eastern New England for a time today, and a final total of 8 to 12 inches is expected. Winds will also be an issue as they will gust out of the northeast at times over 20 miles per hour. Meanwhile, winter weather advisories are out for the northern Rockies of Montana and Idaho. 3 to 6 inches of snow is expected over the mountain passes, and a high wind warning is in effect for the Rocky Mountain front in Montana. Winds at times will gust as high as 65 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Burbank, California, to a low of 28 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs around 30 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 60 set in 1921, and the record low 9 below zero in 1919. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens to lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but milder in the mid-30s. Cloudy with a few morning snow showers and rain showers in the afternoon Friday, lower 40s. Cloudy and milder with rain showers Saturday, lower to mid-40s. Rain could be heavy at times Sunday in the lower 50s. Windy and turning colder on Monday with partly sunny skies around 40. And sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.